Viewpoint is that Christianity was a group of Essenes who, after the at the time of the destruction of the temple, believed in a person who existed then as the Messiah who would come to redeem Israel, and they invested him with godly traits, not only human traits. And they combined him with the legend of Jesus of 165 years before, and that became blended into one person. And the person, even though he existed, was semi-mythical. Babe Ruth, right? So, you know, there is no Babe Ruth, but that's the myth already. Now, Shimon was an Essene, yes. Almost all of the early Christians were Essenes. The John the Baptist certainly was an Essene. They spent their the attitude of Christianity towards marriage, towards women generally, the attitude towards baptism. Those are all pure Essene ideas, and they just moved over and they became Christian ideas. And the rabbis opposed the Essenes, because even though the Essenes were the most pious of the Jews, they were not normal. And we have an aversion towards abnormal Judaism, all rumors to the contrary notwithstanding. And therefore, in order to deal with the situation, the rabbis went to great pains to say, listen, these are not Jews. You have to make up your mind. You either are a Jew or you're not a Jew. If you are a Jew, then there cannot be a belief in someone who claims divinity in human form. There's no such thing as divinity in human form. That is against whatever little theology there is in Judaism. That certainly is against it. There is no corporeal God. And God cannot live, and God cannot die. God was not born of a woman. All of these things cannot be. And if you persist in that, so then that's a different religion. That's a different idea of God. It is not Judaism. The problem was that the early Christians were all members in Jewish synagogues. And they probably paid dues. And anyone who has been in a synagogue knows that dues-paying members we are loath to send away. And therefore you had a homogenization, which is what the rabbis wanted to stop. So what device did they use to stop it? So we have in the Amidah, in the prayer, the 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei. So it says it's 18 benedictions. If you'll count them, there are 19. That's not that the rabbis intended the law of a baker's dozen to apply. They added one blessing. And it was added in approximately this time after the time of Bar Kokhba. And it was authored by a man who was called Shmuel HaKotan, the small Samuel. Whenever the rabbis called somebody small, they meant great. The rabbis always spoke Veloshon Sagi Nohar. Sagi Nohar in Aramaic means someone who is flooded with light. That is the name that was used for people that were sightless. They didn't want to say that a person was sightless, so they said he was flooded with light. You understood from the exaggeration that they were meant the exact opposite. And there are tens and tens of such examples in the literature of the Talmud where the rabbis speak about something, but they don't want to say exactly what they say, so they say what they mean in a way that Jews are smart enough to figure out what they mean. And if you're not smart enough, then they can't help you, right? That's not their problem. So Shmuel HaKotan, the small Shmuel, the Talmud says, was one of the great men of Israel. He was a person who had no personal animosity within him. That's why they chose him to be the author. Because if you take somebody